Blackstone Publishing presents Daniel, an expositional commentary by James Montgomery Boyce. This book is read by Jim Dennison. To the living God, who endures forever, whose kingdom will not be destroyed, and whose dominion will never end. Preface. One spring, a number of years ago, when the Philadelphia Conference on Reformed Theology was meeting in five separate cities, I assigned the subject of God in history to five different speakers to see what they would do with this theme. Each approached the theme well and in his own way. But I was particularly impressed with one speaker who addressed the subject by a study of the Book of Daniel. His point was that Daniel gives the meaning of history more clearly than any other portion of the Bible, and, what is more, it tells us how to live for God in ungodly times, like our own. Do many people regard Daniel as a clear revelation of the meaning of history, or of anything else for that matter? I doubt it. Yet that is what it is. Some approach this book as if it were a puzzle given to stretch our minds and put us through our paces as students called to compare Scripture with Scripture to figure things out. There is an evangelical version of this that focuses on prophetic portions of the book. It tries to explain the time frame in which Messiah was to come, be cut off, and then come again in glory. There is also a liberal version in which the traditional authorship of Daniel is denied, and the chief emphasis is placed on answering questions like, who wrote Daniel, actually? When was it written, actually? And why did the writer pretend to be foretelling future events when he was actually only recording history? No one can doubt that there are puzzling elements to this prophecy. At one point, Daniel himself was puzzled. And there are parts of his book that have never, in my opinion, been conclusively explained. But to think of Daniel chiefly as a puzzle is to miss its extraordinary relevance, which is why my friend who spoke at the Philadelphia Conference of Reformed Theology was so eager to examine this book for its illuminating insights into history. Consider these facts. 1. Daniel was a godly man sent to live in ungodly Babylon at a time when God's blessing upon the Jewish nation seemed to have been withdrawn or postponed. This means that his position was much like that of believers trying to live in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?